재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. You are hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are taking a look at some headlines on this day in history. Now, today it is Happy Hump Day. It's Wednesday, August 5th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 8월 5일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look at this one here. This one is from 1995. 1995년에 나오는 headline인데요. Now, this one here, we're going to be talking about a master guitarist. Oh, I'm so excited about this. So let's take a look in Korean and we'll switch it on over into English. Here we go. It says, 장르에 구애받지 않은 달인. 첫 앨범에서 20년 음악 인생 고백. And so what that's saying there, that first part is saying the master, 달인. 달인 is like the master at something, someone who's really, really good at it. And you're saying regardless of the genre. So here, instead of saying genre like we do in English, genre is pronounced 장르. 장르. 장르 is genre in Korean. So it's kind of been Konglishified there, if you might say. And then we're talking about regardless of the genre. So it doesn't matter. So that's where we get that 구애받지 않는. 구애받지 않는. And that's saying regardless of something. Because 구애받다 means to be like hindered. But since it's 구애받지 않는, it means it's not hindered or not restricted by something. And so what they're talking about here is the confession about how 20 years of music life on this first album here for this guy. And the man we're talking about in question is the guitarist Kim Kwang-seok. So some people might get confused here because there is another Kim Kwang-seok, who is a very popular folk singer. He sang the song 서른 즈음에, but this is not this guy. Not this guy. No, no, no. This is the guitarist, Kim Kwang-seok. And apparently, he is just an incredible master at playing guitar. He plays all these different genres and is very well known for even maintaining this very Korean style of playing guitar, which I'm curious as to what that might be. I tried looking it up, but I have yet to get a confirmed answer on that. But apparently he had been on a number of other singers' albums for more than 20 years of various genres, except for a small period when he was in a group called Hipaibu, and that was in like the 1970s. But other than that, he has been on so many and included in so many different records that a lot of people are kind of calling him this master guitarist. He has been on stage like more than 100 times as a guest performer, and he released his first album at this time called Confession. And he had his first solo live performance then at, let me just say, a music channel's public hall. And he was performing in Seoul and Busan at the time. So this is kind of a really cool thing here because to think of like what, how much talent you needed to have in order to be on multiple albums for multiple singers of multiple genres. Like, wow, the talent. 실력이 진짜 얼마나 좋았을까요? Wow, that is just crazy to me to imagine that. So, a fun fact here, I actually tried to learn the guitar, failed epically at that. I have what I call piano fingers. They're soft, there's no calluses on them whatsoever. So when I tried strumming the guitar with my dad, because my dad's an amazing guitarist, when I tried strumming on the guitar, I almost cried. And then I gave up. So if any of you can play the guitar, please let me know. I would love to hear about it. But also, what kind of genre of music do you guys like? Are you really into the rock genre? Maybe you're into that techno, dancey pop stuff. Maybe it's ballads, or perhaps you're into the hip-hop sort of thing. I'm curious as to what's kind of popular these days with you guys. 네, 여러분은 어떤 장르의 음악을 좋아하나요? 댄스, 뭐 발라드, 힙합, 락, 50원의 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드립니다. But now, let's take a listen to the actual song. This is 기타리스트 김광석의 기타 연주곡 아름다운 사람. everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. Now, that was the beautiful strumming sounds here of an instrumental done by Kim Kwang-seok. And we were just talking about him in the previous headline, but I was curious as to what you guys preferred to listen to when you're listening to music. Now, Charles says here, I have tried learning guitar, but I gave up. So I only play ukulele now. Now, I'm curious about that. Is ukulele easier than guitar? I mean, I know there's less strings, obviously, but you still have to have, you know, the finger strength to push down on them. So I'm wondering, are they like skinnier strings where it requires less pain in my fingertips? You guys, I am such a baby. I don't know why I can't play the guitar. I guess I'm just not ready to build up those calluses. But thank you for the comment. Now, Leah May here says, wow, I want to have that talent too. Now I'm happy I know how to play the piano. Oh, Leah May, me too. I am so thankful my mom and dad made me take piano lessons for 10 years. 10 years! I was in it from kindergarten up until like mid-high school playing piano, and then I quit and I regret it every day of my life. It is such a great talent. I wish I would have kept up with it. Now, Becca here says, I like indie and R&B because it's easy to relax to. You know, to be honest, I don't have a particular favorite thing, but I definitely will say I do listen to quite a fair amount of indie, especially Korean indie bands. I love Korean indie bands. Renjun's Cat Heather says, I don't really know a lot of 장르, but I usually listen to pop, ballads, and EDM. See, I can get behind two of those, but EDM, I'm still not sold. You guys, I'm so close. Like, I'm good with house music, even into trap music, but once we get into that electronic dance music, bye, I'm out. See ya. But I know a lot of people really like that. Francesca Valoria here says, I'm into classical music these days. It even helps me fall asleep faster. Oh, that is the type of piano music I used to play. I was trained to play classical music. I never learned jazz. I always wish I did, but I know classical piano. And so I completely understand. There's something very soothing about it. Do you have a favorite composer? Let me know. I'd love to hear. Jaminism says, this is in all caps, but I'm going to read it quieter. It says, I love songs that are calming. At least usually I prefer the older songs than the newer ones. Ooh, you like them oldies. I'm big into oldies too, especially like 70s and 80s rock. I'm also into that. Is that considered oldies now? Classic rock? Yeah, let's go with that. And finally, Charles says, yes, ukulele is much easier, but they have nylon strings. Oh, so that makes it a little less kind of harsh on your fingertips here. Yeah, you guys, my fingies, they're just not ready for the guitar. Maybe I'll tackle ukulele at some time. That could be my 2020 도전, like I trying to learn ukulele. We'll see if I can figure that out. But anyway, thank you guys so much for your comments. I love reading them. But now you guys know it's time for our final headline. Let's get to it. Headline Korean. You guys already know how it goes. I just take these headlines and I break them down. I'll make them nice and easy, just give you those key words and the key information that you need in order to understand what's going on these days in Korea. So keep yourself updated with the latest in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. And today's article is about the wonderful carbohydrates in people's diets here. It's actually very important we talk about this, so make sure you guys are all tuned in. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 탄수화물에 대한 내용이네요. So let's take a look at what this says here. It's quite long, so I'll try to break it down real nice and easy. It says, 살 빼려면 탄수화물 무조건 금지? 다이어트해도 하루 100g 이상 필수. And so what that's saying there is no carbohydrates to lose weight. So it's kind of asking a question here, like, 살 빼려면 탄수화물 무조건 금지? Like, you're like saying, really? Are you serious? Because if you want to lose weight, you're talking about 살을 빼다. 살을 빼다. That's talking about losing weight. And as I said, we're talking about the carbohydrates, carbs. So that's the 탄수화물. 탄수화물. That's carbs, carbohydrates. And it's saying, do you really like absolutely not need them or like absolutely ban them, kind of prohibit them? That's where that 무조건, the absolutely, unconditionally, and 금지, prohibit something comes in there. But what they're saying is, even if you're on a diet, 다이어트 해도, you need at least more than 100 grams a day. 하루, that's a day. 100g 이상, that's the more than 100 grams. 필수. And we've actually talked about 필수 before. It's that requirement when you absolutely need something. It's essential. And what they're talking about here are a lot of people with, you know, COVID and everything. People are like, oh, I'm gaining weight and I just feel icky and ugh, I need a diet. And so a lot of people think, oh, I should cut out my carbs. But they're like, no, don't do that because your body absolutely needs these. If you completely cut out carbs, your body is going to start using proteins for energy. But unfortunately, what happens then is you will start to lose muscle mass and become dehydrated. So yes, you will look like you actually lost some weight, but it'll just all come back as soon as you start, you know, putting any form of carbohydrates back into your body. You need at least 100 grams for your body to consistently stay balanced here. So doctors say, make sure there's just not too high of like a GI index because that's got a lot of insulin in there. What they recommend is kind of going towards whole grains versus white rice or white flour. Those are kind of better for you. But I'm curious, did you guys already know this about the carbohydrates? Just very curious to see what you guys have your thoughts on this here. So let me know in the comments below. 네, 여러분은 다이어트 중에도 탄수화물 섭취가 필요하다는 것을 알고 계셨나요? 50원의 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 at koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드립니다. Oh my goodness, my mouth just melted there. Let's take a listen to our next song. It's by Adele and it's called Someone Like You. I heard that you're